friend.
Love
we're not
going to
play with no devil today. We're just not. Okay? We're just not. Yeah, and he definitely don't want us to be free from gluttony. Because let me tell you something. I have a sweet, Corey called me sweet tooth, what you call me? It's sweet tooth Samuel, then sweet tooth Susie. I don't know. And I have a sweet tooth, and that has been my problem. I don't even eat, you know, like, I'm not like a huge, like, eater to snack and eat and nothing like that, but I have a sweet tooth. And that's really bad. The sugars is really bad. Because once it break itself down, whatever food you eat, it can turn into cancer, okay? And so I am a sweet tooth. You have to do things in portions and not overdo it. I love me some candy, okay? I love me some, Lord Jesus, help me, some now and later. We call them now laters in St. Louis. But I love me some now laters, okay? Yes. Don't go crazy. Listen, I love me some Ruth Chris. I love me some Ruth Chris cheesecake, baby. Listen, I love it. Oh, no, nah, devil. The devil is a liar. It just knocked us out. Hey, guys, I am so sorry, but y'all get to praying and warn. Devil, we serve you notice. The blood is against you. God is our creator. He's our all in all. So literally the whole internet just shut down, guys, just in an instant. So I need you guys to be praying because we're going to finish this topic. I don't care what's going on. We can stop and restart, but we're going to finish this, okay? We've never had this happen. Sis, we never had this happen. Never. Wow. Actually, I see you clear. And I see you clear. You're fine. But all of a sudden, mine went out. It wasn't even you. Okay, guys, I don't know what's going on. I need y'all to be warned, my intercessors. All of a sudden, I went out. Sierra went out. She went out again. I don't know what's going on, but I need y'all to be praying. Can y'all, if you out there, chat it up and let me know if you can see and hear me out there. Can you guys hear us? Thank you. Thank you, Mom Bird. Please be praying. This is some weird stuff happening. Oh, do not. We didn't hit a hole. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you so much, Miss Deborah. This is crazy. Like, all of a sudden, I've never had these type of issues. I have had issues. The struggle is real. But to kick me all the way out and then kick you out and then, so thank you guys so much. We're going to continue on. So listen, do us a favor. Call 515-605-9779 and get in on this conversation. Yes, Satan do not want us to hear this. Yes, but you're going to hear it today, devil, because we is not playing with you. The people is going to hear what God has to say. And so, Sierra, we're going to let you continue on. You guys can call in. I'll let you guys in. Six. Okay. Come on. Come on. Yes. Is Sierra, can you guys see and hear Sierra? Okay, can you guys see and hear me, or is this still a live issue? This have never happened. Wow. Guys, let me know if you can see and hear me out there. You're on. I can't hear you. I can hear you now. You can see and hear? This is weird. And it's showing as if no one on here, but I do see people chatting it up. Tay and Nita, I need y'all to be warned because this has never happened, but we're going to continue this show, okay? We're going to continue. We're going to continue to talk about health and wellness because accidentally the enemy don't want to hear this. He don't want people set free. The spirit of gluttony, yeah, because the spirit of gluttony, people think that it's not a sin, but it is. And so the enemy don't want that to go out because people are dying, sitting up here dying daily because of our health, the eating choices, the type of foods we eat, eating not in moderation. You know, you don't, you eat to live, not live to eat, okay? And so you don't supposed to just eat and eat and eat, you know, because the spirit of gluttony. And let me tell you, like we said, I may not be a heavy person, but however, I still eat not healthy, and I have seen many people that have died skinny, okay? And so we do need to talk about health, why it's important, call the ones to hear the show. Okay. Yeah, listen, you guys can call in now because we're going to hang up on the virtual couch. So if you have something to say about any of the topics, the Mike Todd topics, the Brian Korn, the health and wellness, what we're talking about now, if you have questions, Sierra, tell them how much weight that you have lost since, what, September? Wow. 80. Woo. Wow. That's a whole nother level. Come on. Come on. Out of breath and everything. Yeah. This is good. On the wall. That's it. Mm. Come on. Suffer violence, but if violence take it. Come on. Take it by force. You speaking, you talking to us. My God. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's you saying a whole lot. Wow. Wow. No, no, let me tell you something. I love that we're talking about this because I don't know if people knew I even lost 13 pounds, you know, and I never want to go back to that, even though, you know, people are like, oh, you wasn't, no, I felt unhealthy. It don't matter if I didn't look, you know what I'm saying, unhealthy, I felt it, and that's how you can know. It's not about a person's size or whatever the case may be. If you feel like you barely can breathe, can't go up 5 steps without about to fall over, if you feel like your heart pants, even if you walk down the street, you can't even play with your kids because you're all out of breath, even if you feel like you having migraines, you having, you know, struggling with your mobility, you know what I'm saying, whether pain in your knees because too much weight on it, you know, you will begin to feel these different type of things going in your body. And oftentimes the Lord is trying to speak to you, you know, because this body is a temple. So we just think it's not a temple. We don't smoke, we don't drink, and we don't do all that. No, if you eat inappropriate foods and if you are, you know, just eating just to be eaten, you know, that the body is a temple. You need to safeguard this body physically, you know. And so, you know, if your belly is bigger than normal, you can't barely button up your pants, you know what I'm saying? You know it's time to lose weight, and don't just put it off for the new year, and then by the time January the 15th goes, you're going to go back to your old way. It's time for us to be in fit. This is the kingdom, y'all. This body that he's given us, God, it's precious. He gave it to us. In the temple, it withholds the Holy Spirit, so we need to take care of it. I know so many people overweight but preaching the gospel, and barely can get through a sermon. Come on, y'all. We got to get it together. We got to get these bodies together. Sitting, come on. You can't even say it, preaching in the church. Now, come on. You know that ain't right. That ain't right. You know, that ain't right. Come on. We got to do better. And so I love that you told your testimony because I'm definitely on that, you know, and I even have this particular tea, y'all. It really take everything in you out of you, okay? It really do. Okay, and so I started doing things to cleanse my system. If you don't have, you know, you're not regular, you got to drink water, guys. You got to drink at least 64 ounces, if not 100. So start with 64. You need to drink your water, your vitamins. Vitamins is so important, guys. I myself, we totally believe in the B12, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and probiotics. Those are some of the vitamins that you definitely need to take, okay? So it's so many things that we as a people, we got to do in order to really live a good life in God, okay? So ain't nobody telling you that you have to be skinny. I don't want to be like, you know, I look like I was doing something I ain't got no business doing. I'm not trying to be, you know, under 100 pounds no more. I want to be healthy. I'm not trying to look like something's wrong with my face, look like I've been sucking it in and sucking on the sour lemon. I ain't trying to do that. I just want to get to the point where I can wear my clothes and not feel like it's about to bust open. I want to get to the point where I feel good. I can run. I can jog. I can be, you know what I'm saying, active and proactive. You know, I can do things that I usually didn't do. And so that's what we all should be doing, you know. And so you can be, like I said, you can be really skinny and you can be unhealthy, okay? And so we want to live a blessed life, and we want to do the gospel and do things we're supposed to be doing in the kingdom and not so overweight that we can't do nothing, okay? We barely can walk, okay? And so, listen, I don't know what's going on, guys. If you was trying to call in, I'm even having issues with my call-in line. If you guys are trying to call in, listen, I ain't got time today. I'm ready for you. I'm telling you, I'm not going to play. We hit some nerves. We hit a whole lot of them today. Okay, we hit a whole lot of them, but that's okay. We're going to continue on. And so, listen, I'm sorry, guys. I have to take off the line, okay? I don't want to just keep it up there if it ain't working. You know what? Let me do something real quick. Okay. I'm going to try one more time because I do believe someone was trying to get in, and I'm sorry. So, okay. Yeah, hit a big nerve, baby. So, listen, I don't want to fool with this line talk, okay? We'll do it later. Y'all call in. Maybe, Sierra, we can just do a separate live and just call in, just do a call in so people can call in because at this point, I don't want to mess up our flow, so we're going to continue on. Listen. I want to talk about something else dealing with health and wellness because mental health is so important, and you talked about it. You touched on it in the beginning about mental health, and we talked about health and wellness. But this is a word that we often use in the corporate ladder, talk about burnout. But burnout is happening so much in the church, you know, and we really want to talk about burnout. One of the things that the Lord was telling me that dealing with burnout was that a lot of people, they continue going and trying to keep up with the Joneses and trying to do this and do that, doing 50 million things, and they begin to feel a burnout and wonder why. We're trying to keep up with the Joneses. We're trying to do what they're doing. We're trying to have 50 million jobs just to pay for your $2,000 Louboutin shoes, you know. And so we need to really get it together. And so I want to talk about burnout in a more Christian way, but I want to bring it back also to practical. And it's a lot of us that's doing church but not doing enough of the Lord, right? We're just doing church. We're burnt out, and it just went out again. We're burned out and we don't know. Okay. We're burned out and don't know why. Okay. And so God begins to show me different five stages of burnout. And we talked about this at my job, and I had to like, where did I find this at? Where? So I was looking all day about this because it was so good. And so these are different phases of burnout. And so burnout is just a syndrome of emotional exhaustion. And a sense of low personal accomplishment, you know, and oftentimes you decrease in your work ethics because you're so burned out. You don't feel like, a lot of people don't even feel like showing up for Bible study. They don't feel like doing nothing because they even burn out even in the church. You have 50 million conferences and you're burned out and you're burning the people out, you know. And a lot of leaders, they just keep going and having all this and the people is burned out. It's too many events and not enough Jesus. And then if you burn out in your other work, in your other life, as in work or home and things of that nature, we just want to tell you some things to de-stress. And so, Sierra, you had some good points as well. And so I want to talk about the stages. We have the first stage. You have a honeymoon phase of the burnout where you're doing it, you're excited, and you're all excited about whatever this thing is. You know, whether you own a business, you're at church, you have that honeymoon phase of burnout. And you're the enthusiasm, and then you start the honeymoon phase, you start adding more and more to your stress, okay? And so you're thinking, oh, this is good, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and you're adding more to it, you know, let me put on a conference, let me sell a book, let me do this, let me do that, because you're thinking, man, I'm excited. And then the second phase comes when it's onset stress. You begin to progress, and you begin to gradually notice that you're more stressed. You know, your lack of personal needs, and you start seeing, you know, people less because you're feeling this stress and you don't know where it's coming from. Then it's a chronic burnout, chronic stress, where you experience high stress levels, your performance is decreasing, you start feeling out of control and powerless. And so I don't know what stage you on, but God is trying to show you that there are levels of this stress, and you need to define where you at and why this is happening, okay? And so you avoid facing pressure, you avoid tasks. Some people say, well, I ain't going to go to church today because I don't feel like dealing with them people. And you don't know it's a chronic stress that you're dealing with. You don't want to even see people. And then the fourth stage is the actual burnout, and then a habitual burnout, which is the fifth stage. So when you know you're actually burned out, you're not addressing anything, your symptoms promptly. Promptly you have the symptoms of critical exhaustion, and you feel powerless. You have even some people is disillusioned, and some people is just experience things where barely get up out of bed. And then now it's to the point where you don't want to be around church people, not reading your word. You're not satisfied with anything. You keep trying to find ways. And then this is some people leads into them, you know, doing drugs. Some people start drinking. Some people just fade away from the church. You know, that's habitual. That's when, you're just gone. And so we just want to deal with that because I'm noticing a lot of mental health issues with pastors. Back in 2020, there were several people committing suicide. The stress. I mean, people was, with finances, people was losing jobs, and pastors were losing church members and the money and the tithes and things of that nature. So I want to talk from all different areas. And so God is just really wanting his people to draw closer to him right now. Don't push God away. If you experience this type of burnout, God is like, coming to me. You know, all who is heavy, who is laden, who is burdened, he said, I will give you rest. You know, take upon his yoke. Because his yoke is easy, his burden is light. And so if you're experiencing these, it's five stages, and I'm also included in the description of the stages of burnout. In psychology, we kind of break down the five stages of burnout, and we also use it at my job on ways you can know that what levels you are in burnout, and we want to help you on tonight. So, Sierra, I know you want to add to that. You can go ahead and unmute yourself. I heard a feedback, so I kind of unmuted it. But go ahead. Sierra, you have to unmute, though. You're on mute. Yeah, you still here. You need to go. You're still on mute. We have an all type of the struggle is real. You might going to have to come out and come back in. So, yeah, guys, Sierra, come back in. I'm telling you, we having some issues. I hope y'all praying out there. But I'm going to just laugh. I mean, listen, I know my husband's praying. I know for a fact he's praying because he was watching, like, what is going on? And so, anyway, if you experiencing that particular type of burnout, guys, it's time to really press into God. And this, we're going to talk about it next week on this demonic spirit that's hovering over the nation. And you'll see a lot of health crisis. Even now, they're trying to spike up. They're trying to spike up the mental health awareness, even in the schools. You know, so it's really, really like even with the kids, the measure of stress. And I want to talk about more of that next week, but I want Sierra to kind of talk about it now. So Sierra, I can hear you now. Let's talk about the mental health, sis. Yes, I can hear you real good. Yeah.